When you and I walk into a restaurant, we want the waiter or waitress to come up and take our orders right away. We don't want to wait. And then you and I order really delicate kinds of water, like no ice with lemon, ice with 4 cubes and a half a lime. And you better get it right. I'll be nice to you, but when you leave the table, I'm going to talk about you. When we check into a hotel, we hate lines. And then you get through the line to check into your bed, right? You're maybe with family, you drive hours for a family vacation. And then you get a trainee clerk who asks the manager for everything. Or car washes, right? Especially the people, the young kids that work outside of them that are scrubbing your car down to get rid of the bugs. You go through, you pay the $10, $12, $15. You go through, you get home, and it's still dirty. These people, if they're good, the waiter or waitress at Applebee's, or the clerk at the Hampton Inn, or the Marriott, or whatever, and that young boy or girl who got their first job at a car wash at a gas station, they're trying to be hospitable. If they have good managers and supervisors, they teach their employees to be hospitable. And at the end of the day, hospitality, whether it's you're the GM of a Marriott, or you're working at a gas station, whatever level, the purpose is to impress that patron, right? The server at a restaurant, if they can impress, he or she impresses that table, the tip goes up. And it's no different in our homes. Moms and grandmas, you know this more than anybody. You could write books on hospitality. It's holidays, the house has to be clean. The food needs to be warm, the table needs to be set. Hospitality is kind of intuitive to us with one another. We're usually pretty good at it. The South is great, like Mississippi or Tennessee, Kentucky, New Orleans, Louisiana, right? The Southerners are really good at hospitality, to be gracious. We can be gracious and hospitable all we want to one another. But it must end, and actually, if we live the lives of saints, it should begin and end with God. It's a fundamentally contrasting attitude to what we usually have. Because you and I are struck with original sin. And so usually, not all the time, and for those of you that are beyond this, God bless you, pray for me. Usually we don't wake up wanting to impress God. We usually want to get by God. In 7 years, I've never had a hand go up in a grade school classroom or from adult. How much can I do to get into heaven? It's never that question. The question I ask, the question you ask, what's the least I could do to get into heaven? You move into town, what's the shortest mass in Dickinson? That's the question, friends. We never want to impress God because we think he's going to be understanding. He'll just take care of us. We'll just fall into heaven. Do we ever want to impress God? Do we wake up day in and day out, I'm going to impress him today because I care about what he thinks of me? Or do we just try to get by him? Yeah, he loves me and I love him, but let's just get by. The Benedictine monks knew this because the Benedictine monks lived this gospel. They knew that to get to heaven, we need charity. We get that, that's easy. To get to heaven, I need charity. But they knew that you and I can't be charitable unless we show hospitality. The great saints, Benedictines or not, knew that the first form, the first step, the foundation of love is hospitality. It's showing hospitality. And I don't mean cleaning your house. That's shallow. Move beyond that. Who sees it? Your 4 kids? I mean being hospitable to God day in and day out. So you and I have a million and one ways in which we want to get by God. But why don't you and I start thinking of things, actions, million and one ways to impress God. Stay after Mass for 10 more minutes and pray. Get to Mass earlier. If you say a rosary a day, say one every day. When you're in the grocery line, be a little bit more impatient and say Hail Mary for the person in front of you. Pray for that waitress rather than criticize her. Pray for the young boy at the gas station who got his first job rather than wondering if you're going to tip him because the bugs aren't off your SUV. Yes, I'm speaking from experience. Friends, heaven is only possible with charity, and we get that. Oftentimes where we miss the mark because of original sin is wanting to impress God. And of course it makes a difference. Of course we want to impress the most important person in our life. Why wouldn't we? We want to welcome him into our hearts. And it makes sense. So if we're not going to talk about a car wash, if we're not going to talk about a restaurant or about a hotel hospitality, let's talk about the hospitality of eternity. If you and I have an attitude in our lives daily, day in and day out, and we live our lives not just to satisfy God, bare minimum, what's the C? I don't want to get an A, I just want a C in the life of God. If we want to get an A, if we want to overachieve, if we want to impress God, it's going to be worth it. Because after death, who's the one waiting on our table? Who's the one cleaning our car? Friends, who's the one that's going to wait on us after we die? I think we all can agree that if we live a short life of 80, 90 years on earth, seeking to impress God, he will definitely impress us. We know. We have to believe, friends. Can there be anything more impressive than giving us heaven? If that's not impressive to us, then this church isn't for you or for me. But if we want to impress God, he will most certainly impress us with eternal life.